We have the Torah says the word sum to put it there, that's also makiv. Like he says, Yafilu sima makiv, to gain orin, by the orin and the preiches, and mizbechis, to exceed behu vayosim. It says there, that's where he's supposed to put them, vayosim. So they hold when the Torah says the word vayosim, it means to tell us, makfin, that if now in the base of Migdish there's no orin, or there's no preiches, no mizbeach, it's possible, you can't bring the karbonis. As though the kash shalayim, miyodi yomru rabon and shayna makiv elaki of yakam bovad. Like the Kuru, these Chachamim go according to Chachamim Shita. So it's a stira then. Before the Chachamim said only the Kir, that's the only Kedah that's marked. If it's not in its right place, you can't bring Kabonis. And there we have a bunch of Tanoim that are saying more, that you have the Shulchan or the Oren or the Menorah. And the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina, can be Avodah Shebechnim, can be Avodah Shebechutz. It depends which Avodah you're doing. And the covenant says, can be Avodah Shebechnim. When you want to do that, the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah Yom Kippur in the Fnim, Kulam Makfin. Then you need all the Kelim there. Avodah Chutz, by regular Korban, you do the Avodah outside the Heichel. You don't do it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You do it outside, is Eina Makiv. Then the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Peruchas, they're all not Makiv. It's not Negeh to the Korban done by Chutz outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, it's not Makiv, Elo Hakir, the Akan Bavad. That's the Chum before. When you're doing the avoid the regular korban that's on the outside, then the only kelim that's makiv is the kiyur. That has to be in its right place. But the shulchan, the menorah that's in the pnim, it's not negay. Even if it's not there, you could bring karbonis, but on the outside, in the azori, you could bring the korban. Omer Rebbe Chanina, shachtes gedoyla hoisav b'vnei kahanim gedoylam. Hey, the kahanim gedoylam had a tremendous amount of gaiva. It was their big shots. Why? It costed more than 60 blocks kikre zov, a tremendous amount of gold. They used to spend to build this bridge that the Mishnah says they used to have a special bridge to take the Por Aduma from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. So the Kohen God used to spend their own money to build it. They used to have the bridge from last year, from last Kohen Gadol. They had the bridge there that they used to carry, take the Por Aduma to make sure it didn't go over an Oil Hanes. They used to have a special bridge, and it was a two-story bridge, that the bottom was like a mechitza to make sure no tumma comes up, and on top of that they let the Porah go from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. Now, Lohoye Echad Mehen Moitzi Parosa Bekivs Shechaveroi. No Kohen Gadol, when he brought the Por Aduma, did he ever use somebody else's bridge. He always had his own one built. El Saisra, he used to knock down the bridge made before. Like I said, Kamat is the biggest bridge in the world, Mustama. It was a bridge runs from the base of Midish to the Har HaZeisim. It's a pretty far distance. And he used to have two stories to it. And he used to knock it down. And he would have a new one built up from his own money. So he learned it was a gaiva that they did. Like they should have used the other ones without to waste so much money. Knock it down and build up a new one. That's the way he learned. So tomorrow, Hosir Rabbi Ula. Rabbi Ula asked the question. Kumi Rabbi Mona. Vatoni, it was learned that Shimon HaTzadik, he was also a Kohen Gadol, but he was a big tzadik. He also did the same thing. That Shimon HaTzadik, Shtei Porois, also, he did two Poradumas in his times. He brought two Poradumas. And Loi Bekevesh Hoitzi Yazu, the same bridge that he used to carry, to walk with, the first Poradumam, he did not use for the second one. In other words, he also knocked down the first bridge and built up a second bridge. Is this the Chol Neimah Shimon HaTzadik Shachetzoya? Can you tell me to say that Shimon HaTzadik, he was also a Magaivnik? Like, true, there were some Kohen Gadol that weren't such big tzadikim, but Shimon HaTzadik was a big tzadik. So how could you say it was a gaiva what the Kohanim Gedolim did to knock down the last bridge and build up a new bridge now? So my Kedoy, what do you have to say? El Hashem Mailahi. They did a tremendous mile, like a tremendous respect they gave to the Paraduma. The Parah. It was a respect, the cover that the Kohanim did to the Por Aduma, as if to show it's very chashuv to us, and they wanted to be menaziv to make their own bridge. So it wasn't gaiva what they did, but rather, like it says, silsul covered. It was a tremendous cover they gave to the Por Aduma, that they were zeicha to bring one, that they build their own bridge to walk the Por Aduma on top of a bridge, that there should be no tumma underneath it, it should not be mekabel tumma, from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. Maratonia was learned. Zizin uksolin hoyoyotze mikan amakan. They had like a projection, wood was projecting from both sides of the bridge. Why? Kidei shelo yaitzu yitzitza kahanim yitamu. Then that the kahanim should not like walk on the side of near the Kohen Gadol and be metama the Kohen Gadol. So shall exactly what does it mean? The Kramnader says, Zizun Uksala means how yaitzim ikevesh aparum. From this bridge that the poro walked over, there was like wood projecting on the side to keep people away from it. Shelo yove kahanim, the kahanim should not come, v'yitzitzu look over it, v'yaviyo liga b'yaitzim aparum yitamu yaitzim. That the kahanim on the side should not come to touch the people that are Isaac in the parah to matama the parah. Those people. So the Bissel Modna, like what's the half mean? Why should these kahanim go and be matama those people? Karantan says, Stam, it means that they should not look on the side. They didn't want the people or the kahanim that were walking with the paraduma to look on the side. Today they shouldn't see things bad than bolu de tuma. So therefore they have like projections, you can't look on the side. They had to just walk straight. So that they themselves should not become tummy. But the Rebbe Kiva line there ain't mistakrin. So the Mishnah was a shayla, what to do? Shiura lishcha, the Mishnah had a shayla. Shiura lishcha, the money left over in the lishcha. After they took all the trumas halishcha, the leftover money, what did they do with it? So the Mishnah said, Mayu eisen then, loichen them yenges shmonim v'slosais. They used to buy wine and oil and flour. And they used to sell it. And the money they would gain from it went to Hegdish. That's Rabbi Yishmael Shita. That Hegdish wasn't allowed to do business with it and make profit. What did they do with the profit? We'll see later. But Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah, no, ain't mistakrin. No, you're not allowed to make profit from Hegdish's money. Bishal Hegdish. And that's why Mishal Aniyim. Not even if you have stuck your money, like you have money collected for Aniyim, you're also not allowed to do business with the money Shal Aniyim. Because it's a gnai for it, or else because you have to be afraid, maybe you lose by business, and you lose out the money for Hegdish, or you lose out the money for Aniyim, therefore it's not nice to do it. So Gemara says now, that you have to keep the wine that ain't mistaken. You're not allowed to do business with the money that belongs to Hegdish, or the money that belongs to Aniyim, stocker money. Or Gemara says though, El imrot seyiyo ahev sechaloi. But let's say you want to make it tonight, a special condition you'll do if you take Hegdish's money, and you do business with it, and you make a special condition. That what? That if you lose out, the loss is completely yours. I'll pay you back completely, Hegdish, or else by the Aniyim. I'm taking the Aniyim's money and I want to do business with it. And I said like this, if I lose out the money, I'll pay it all back. The Yaschar, but let's say I gain profit, Lehegdish, I'll split the profit to Hegdish. That's mutter, then you're allowed to do it. Because for sure, Hegdish only gains. Hegdish won't lose out, so that's mutter. Kihodo, just like Kihodo Barzmino, is paket gave model the Yisaimim. They gave to him a whole bunch of money belonging to Yisaimim. In other words, like stocker money belonging to Aniyim. Is Osal Vishurli Rabimona. He went to ask the Shalach from Ramona. Can I do business with this money now that I'm holding for the Yisaimim? For the orphans. Omalei, he answered back. In Boyis, if you want to do like this, it's alright. Do you have saved the Didoch? That if you lose out any money in this business deal, it's completely on your achrayis, you'll have to pay it back. The agra de tavaychon. But let's say you make profit on the money, then you can split the money. Shari, that's mutter to do. And some say, Rabchia bar Ada, ispate gabei madlid yisoymim. He also had this pikod, and he also held money that belonged to the yisoymim. The yavid came. He himself also did like this. He used to put it into business, but with this condition, that if the money got lost in business, you'll pay it back completely. But if you have a profit, you'll have to split the profit. So even though by a regular person is an issa of avak ribis, it's a shah that looks like ribis here, since you're taking the money only if you lost, it's completely yours. It's your loss. And if it's a gain, I'll pay you back here. Midrabon, it looks like ribis. It looks like you're just borrowing the money. And therefore, if you have a loss, you have to pay it back. It looks like halvor. So midrabon, it's also. But by Hegdish and by Yisraimim, by Anin, the rabbonim were makel. Because it's only a havik ribis, or it looks like ribis. Really, it's not ribis. Because really, you're not loaning the money. You're only taking the money to do business with it. Some of the rabbanon, it's mutter. By Hegdish and by Aniyim, it's mutter. So, what about it? Moise Peres. So, what did the Mishnah say now? Moise Peres. What do you do with the leftover money from the Peres? We'll soon see what that means. It's Ketza Mizbeach. You use it to buy kavanas on the mizbeach, and Moshe Truma leklisharis. leftover money from the Truma Salishka that they didn't need for the Karbonis. What do they do with the leftover money? They bought out their klisharis. That's what Tanakama holds. Or Rabbi Shmuel says this. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva right there, Moise Truma Kesa Mizbech, he says no, the other way, that the leftover, the Truma Salishka goes to the Mizbech, and Moise Nesachim the klisharis. And he holds leftover money for the Nesachim, that goes to the klisharis. And the Chanin Askana Kana, my mem, Moise Nesachim the Kesa Mizbech. The leftover money from the Nesachim, we'll soon see what that is, goes to the Kesa Mizbech for Kabonis. And Moiser at Truma the Klisharis. And leftover money from the Truma Salishcha, that went to buy Klisharis. And Zev is the Moidim, both Rechalinas Kanakanim and Rav Kiva, both Moidim, that Zev is the Lohoyu Moidim appears. They both do not hold Poshid like Rabbi Shmuel Zaitza, that you're not, Hegdish is not allowed to sell the wheat, the flour and the oil to gain money. There's no such thing as gaining money by Hegdish. That's called Lohoyu Moidim appears. They did not agree to the Eitzam to make Paris, to make extra money profit for Hegdish. So Gemara says, now, Moise Paris, what do you do with the leftover money from the Paris? So the Gemara, Masis and Rabbi Shmuel, the Moise Paris means the current Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that the leftover money before from the Lishkan, Rabbi Shmuel said, you're allowed to take that money, and Hegdish was allowed to buy Paris, they could buy wine and oil and flour and sell it, and the money that they got from selling it, what do they do with the money they got? That's what the Mishnah is saying now. That Meister HaPeris is what? The Kaisam is Beich. With this money that they gain by selling the flour, the wheat, and the oil, the money they gain they use to buy Kabonis for the Mizbeich. When the Mizbeich is empty, there's no Kabonis that day, so the Kohanim used to buy Kabonis, a Karbonela, to put on the Mizbeich. That's what the Mishnah says. Leftover money you could use for the Kaisam is Beich. Now, where did the leftover money come from? Because they sold these fruits. They sold the wine and the oil. Who did that go like? According to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Because Rabbi Kiva says, Hegdish is not allowed to sell these things to make business with it. So that the Mishnah says, there's a Moise Paris that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmueli. To Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef Posa Masnisam, he explains our Mishnah, that Moise Paris, Schal Hegdish. The same thing. That the Moise Paris means the Schal Hegdish, the money that Hegdish gained. Also, according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that they were allowed to buy with the money left over from the Lishkan. They were allowed to buy these paris, the wine, and the oil, and they sold it, and the profit, the money they got from it, that's the shailah, bring it to buy kabbonis with it. What about Moise Nesachim? Then the Mishnah says, what do you do with the leftover money from the Nesachim? Moise Nesachim, the klisharis. They used it to buy a klisharis with it. What is called Moise Nesachim? Zu sarivis. That's the case of a saw and a revius, which we'll have later. That's the Mishnah later. The Korbanator says that's the Mishnah later. The Tanan Lekamon we'll learn later. But Pirkin Hamakabel Olav Lasapik Soltis. Somebody took upon himself. He's going to supply Hegdish with flour. Midalit Soin Beseller. He said that for one sell I'll give you four soin. That's what he made up right now. V'yomdu Bishol Bishloisha. And later it came out that for one sell all you deserve is just to get three soin. Notice the flour went up. But since when you accepted upon yourself to give four, Halacha is Yaspik Abo, you have to still give four soin. Even though Hegdish only gives you a seller, still you have to lose out, and Hegdish gains this extra quarter that you have to give four soin like you accepted upon yourself. Now, Masha Hegdish Mistakir, now that Hegdish gains, that you have to give him this extra money, that's called Moise Nesachim. The leftover money, the money that Hegdish gained, by the Nesachim. The fact somebody was machayt himself to give a saw's worth, and that a seller's worth, and that time was four sawn. Even when he pays up, it's only three sawn, so Hegdish gets the extra saw, that's called a profit. What does Hegdish do with this profit? The Mishnah says, you bring it for klisharis. That's called Moise Nesachim. Rabbi Yochanan Posa Masnisen. Rabbi Yochanan learns a little bit different pshat in our Mishnah. He learns like this. The Mishnah said there's a Moise Paris, there's a leftover money that you have from buying the Paris, from buying the fruits. What does that mean? Zusa. He learns that's the case of Zusa Revis. There's Moise Paris, doesn't mean like learned before, according to Rabbi Shmuel, when the Hegdish did business and they bought the wine and the oil and sold it. But rather he learns in a regular case, where somebody was menada, took upon himself to give flour for the kabbonis, for the menachis, and he had to give an extra amount of flour, that's called the Moise Paris. Zu Sarevius. Abazoi, what's Moise Nesachim? What does it mean left over from the Nesachim? That means leberutzen. Berutzen means a type of the measurement. When Hegdish used to buy, let's say, the flour, they used to buy it with a gedusha. Gedusha means when you bought, let's say, a jar full of flour, they used to be piled up to the top. Gedush means what comes up on top of the kli. You pile up like a pyramid. That's how high up it comes. And when Hegdish used to sell it out, they used to sell it a flat kli. They didn't sell the high, the pyramid that went on top of the kli. So Hegdish used to gain, like a business now, like a business. When people sell the flour to Hegdish, a pint, a jar full of flour, it used to be filled up to the top. When Hegdish sold it to the people, they for the malachis, they used to sell their jar for the same amount of money, but only a flat top. They only told the top of the kli, that's all they sold you. So Hegdish gained on the berutzim. That's called gedushos, hamida. So Hegdish mekabel begedish, Hegdish used to receive it, filled up in a pyramid top, like on top of the kli, or moicha b'mochot. He used to sell it flattened out. Just as much as fits inside the kli, that's how much they sold. So Hegdish used to gain when they used to give away the flour for the malachis. So that's called Meiser Nesachim. That's where Rabbi Yechanan learns. But I call upon him according to Rabbi Yechanan, what's called Meiser Peris? Not that the Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Hegdish did business by selling the flour and the wine and the oil, but rather in everybody's maskim, that in a case where someone was menadev, took upon himself to give flour to the Migdash, the Hegdish used to gain on the deal. So that they gained is called the Meiser Peris. For the Gemara, the last letter of Archir by Yosef Liberutzen, the Kashan of Manyama before, why did he say Meiser Nesachim needs only the Mishnah later? We took upon yourself to give for one seller, four soin, and then it came out it was only worth three soin to give the extra saw. Like, why didn't he also learn this case of Berutzen? It's a better case of Chura. So whenever Hegdish buys the flour, they buy it all the way piled up like a pyramid on top, and they sell it only a flat, so Hegdish gains on the Berutzen. So why didn't he also say this is the case of Moshe Nesachim? He meant that also. It's the exact same thing. The same way Hegdish gains here, Hegdish gains there. Like, it's both included in the case. There are cases that Hegdish gains when they sell their flour to the people needed for the Melochis. These are the two cases that go into Moshe Nesachim. So the more now. According to Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, he learns when the Mishnah said Moshe Nesachim, Moshe Peris, the leftover money of Peris, what did that mean? That meant only according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Hegdish used to take the leftover money of the Lishcha and used to go into business. Used to buy oil, wine, and flour and sell it and make a profit. That was called Meiser Peris. So Abizai, the Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's the way Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yosef learned. So Mora says it's good according to him. Al Daita, the Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yosef, Nicha, comes out very good. That what? A Mistakri Mishal Hegdish. That Rabbi Kiva says you're not allowed to make profit from Hegdish. Af Loi Bishal Niyim. Not even from sucker money can't make profit. Lefikach, therefore, it's very good, last part of the Mishnah. What are the last words of the Mishnah say? Zev Zeh Lo Hoye Moidim Beperis. But the Mishnah ends off to say, Zev Zeh means Rabbi Kiva. And the Mishnah is Kana Kahanim, Lo Hoye Moidim Beperis. They did not agree to this case of Peris because there was no leftover money from business. Because Rabbi Kiva says, Hegdish is not allowed to go into business. They're not allowed to sell things to make profit. So it's very good. Well, the end of the Mishnah says, they were not Moidim to Peris. Because Peris means only the money that Hegdish used to go into business, and that's only good according to Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Kiva says, Hegdish is not allowed to go into business. So it's good what the end of the Mishnah says, that Rabbi Kiva was not moida to the halacha of Peris. The Gemara, though, I'll bite to Rabbi Yechanan, but according to Rabbi Yechanan Kasha, it's a Kasha. Because Rabbi Yechanan says, what does it mean, moista Peris? It doesn't mean the business that Hegdish went into, but it means the Mishnah later, that everybody's masking to the Mishnah later. That if somebody takes upon himself, I'll be menadid, I'm going to give over flour this year to Hegdish. So when he's makabel at the beginning to give a seller's worth, at that time a seller, dollar, you get four soin for it, like 4 pounds, even though later at the time you pay up for a dollar, you only get 3 pounds. Still we say, since when you were menadid at the beginning, you were makabel to give 4 pounds, you still have to give the 4 pounds. So that's the Mishnah later that everybody holds from. So how can our Mishnah say that they were not masking the Paris? How does it say the Zev is a Lahoy Moid in the Paris? For the moral diet of the Rabbi Yechon and Kashia. For Tanina, there's enough in the Mishnah later that Omdu Megimel, that let's say you originally gave for a dollar, I'll give 4 pounds. And later the dollar was only worth 3 pounds. Is the Yaspik Nidala? The Mishnah says later, still you have to give the extra pound. The Hegdish gains on it. Otanina, and still our Mishnah says here, Zev is ill, or you might have a Paris, that the Mat Maskim Tilchas Paris. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it's a kasha. If it's enough for the Mishnah later, everybody holds from that, how could a Stam Mishnah say, like, Zev is Zev, or how you might have a Paris? It's a Stira. And for the Gemara, what I meant to say is, Lohoyu Maidim Beperis, the Kaislam is Beyach. They were not Maidim what to do with the money. Avada the Maidim is such a case of Maidim Paris. And like that case where you said you give £4 for a dollar, even though later it's only worth £3, you have to give the extra pound. The question is now, what does Bezdin, the Gizba, do with this extra pound? So they were not Maidim that the money should go to the Kaislam is Beyach. You should use that money to buy Karbonis for the Mizbeach when it's empty. Elamaidim Maidim Klisharis. But they held rather that money has to go to buy new klisharis with it. So the Mara ad kedoyim berutzei tzibur. So far we're talking about good that the korban of tzibur, when the gizba used to buy the tzorach harabim, he used to buy, we say now, pound or the kli filled up to the top, and they used to sell it much less than that, used to make profit. For yafilu berutzei yochid, and also would apply to berutzei yochid when a yochid would come to bring his menachas, bring a kli full of his flour, it would be the same thing also. It would be leftover flour he left over to the meat, he left over there, and the hegdish took it. And what do you do with it? You also use it to buy a kli sharis with it. Fred Gemara, for the nimsa kli sharis boyim shal yochid, this was private flour that was left over that he gave over to the hegdish. So how could you say with that flour, that money now, you're going to buy a kli sharis? You're not like a kli sharis has to come from a tzibur. It has to be Moyashal Hegshal Tosibur. So how could you take it from a yochid, a private person? And the Gemara goes like we learned before. Kihod of the Tanina, like we learned before. That Isha Sha'osasak Sinus Libno. If a mother of a Kayin wanted to make for her own son his begotten. The Big De Kuna, the mother wanted to make a private Begad Kuna, a private Sinus Libno. We learned before, Ksheira is Takakosha, the mother's allowed to do it. Obovat, providing though, Shemosreno Litzibur. She has to give it over with the Matonish Lema to the Tzibur. So now it's considered these begotten belong to the Tzibur, so you're allowed to use this Big De Kuna. Here also, even though the Yochid leaves over his flour from his private Mincha, but now when he leaves it over, he's like, man, he gives it over Matonish Lema to the Tzibur, so it's called now, it's called the Money Shel Tzibur. That's why they're allowed to buy a Klisharis with it. Morad Kedoyim Beritzu Selach. Hey, so far we're talking about Ritzu Selach. That means the overflow of something liquid. The liquid also overflows. Mush, when you pour a lot in, it starts to bubble up. So you can have the case by Lach. V'yafilu Beritzu Yavish. You can even have it by Beritzu Yavish also. That's what we were saying before. When you have flour, you pile it up on top of the kli. Like a pyramid, it comes to a point on top, that whatever the flour above the kli, that's called Beritzu Yavish. So you can have it by liquid, you can have the bubbling on top, and it overflows, and you can have the yavish, you can have the pyramid that comes on top of the kli. Berkhida tanita, like we learned Taman. Hanesachim shekitsha b'kli. The carbonator learns this is really of Akasha now. The Mara's asking like this. Mi yarmina, do we say? The afen kedoshim, that even the flour that's on top of the kli, that comes to the point on top of the kli, that also has kedusha, or duma maybe no. Kivun lenichnus l'techa kli, since this flour never got inside the kli, leniskachum, it never got a kedusha. If you say that the flour becomes kodesh, if it goes inside the kli sharis, so it has to be inside the kli, but that comes piling up on top, maybe that's not kodesh. Has this leather by liquid, any of the water that you spill into the kli, the new water or yain always falls to the bottom of the kli. What flows over? The bottom yain that was already in the kli flows over. So by liquid, for sure, everything is kaddish. The question is though, by solid, by flour, when you start to fill up the kli, the part that's on top of the kli, that never went inside the kli. So the shal, is that kaddish or not? So Mar brings a rai, no, it's not kaddish. Kidu tanina, we learned like this. Come on. Hanesachim shekitsha b'kli. If you have your nesachim, you have your flour or your yayin that you put inside a klisharis that has kedusha now. V'nim tzrazavach posel, and came out that the korban is posel. The law is like this: im yesh shom zavach achem. If there's another korban there, yikrevu imoy. You could use these nesachim for that korban. V'im lav. But if there's no other korban involved, and you already put your flour or your yayin into the kli, so it became Kaddish. Halacha is, lonum yufsulu belina. You have to let it stay overnight, become a psulina, because you can't use it. Because since it has a kedusha saguf on it, you can't use it. So what do we see? The Yimlad, the Kormeda says, mishakitshu bekli yufsulu belina. Once the Nesachim went inside the Kli Sharis, it became Kaddish, and if you can't use it now, you have to let it become possible, psulina. In Sharmina Miyas, we learn from here, the Yimlad Niskatshu bekli. If the Nesachim never went inside the Kli itself, ain't a Makudish, it's not Kaddish. In came Hu Adim Ritsutsa Yavish Ain Kadoshim. The same luck would apply here also. When you have your Kli, the Kli Sharis that you fill up with flour, and the flour gets piled up on top of the Kli, that comes up higher than the Kli, this top portion of the flour that never went inside the Kli is true, it's not Kaddish. It never had Kedusha from the Kli Sharis. Bechlal, there's not a din to give it to the Hegdish, it's not Kaddish. So the Mishnah. Moiser Hakteris, Mahoyu Oisin Bo. What did they do with the leftover Keteris at the end of the year? They had some leftover Keteris. What did they do? What did they do with it? Is, and the answer is, Keteris is a valuable thing. Now the locker is, every year you had to have like Keteris bought from this year's money. So it came at the end of the year, they can't use it anymore. So what they wanted to do was, they wanted to make this Keteris come Chulin, be Poydirid, let it become Chulin, and then with the new money from the Trumas Halishka, they'll go and buy it back again to make it Kaddish for this coming year. So they wanted the leftover Keteris, how do you get it to become Chulin, and then become Kaddish again. So they did like this. Ma'afrishin mimeno scharumnin. From the Keteris used to set aside money to pay the workmen. O mechalon oisoy aschar moyesumnin. And there would be mechalon to make the Keteris. That should become Chulin instead of the money. And now that the terrorists became chulin, they would give it to the workmen, the scharon for their pay, and then they would go and buy back again this terrorist from the workmen with the money from the new truma chadasha, from this year's new truma salishka, from the new machsa shekel, and therefore they could use the terrorists for this coming year. So what they did was, last year's terrorists, that'll like be poiderit on money, let it become chulin, give it to the workmen, and then they would buy it back again from the workmen with the new money of this new coming year's machsa shekel. And therefore, be kaddish again, they could use it for this coming year. Now they had to buy it back in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if they had enough money, the machsa shekel came in already, that by Rosh Chodesh Nisan they could use the new machsa shekel, good, they did that. The Yimlav, let's say the new money didn't reach the base of Mikdash yet, Mina Yishona, Trisan, Masra for the Keteris, for the Evid, you're allowed to buy it back from last year's money. For the Evid is good. Even though Metchila, you're supposed to only buy it from the new year's money, but if you didn't have any new money yet, the money didn't reach the base of Mikdash yet, you're allowed to buy it from last year's money. That's where the Karbonai, the least learns chat. It's involved the Chodesh Bezmanai. Sheviyu Shkolim Chadoshim Kredim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If the Klai Yisrael already gave the Machta Shekel, it reached the base of Midrash before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shuzman Truma Chadosha, Loichin Moisra Kteris Mitruma Chadosha. They would buy this Kteris with the new money. Mashenkin Vim Lav, Shlaheviyu Shkolim Chadoshim Adayin. If they didn't get the new Shkolim yet to the base of Midrash, it's Loichin Moisra Mitruma Yishana. They were allowed to buy it back, l'shem, this coming year, from last year's money. That was mutter. So the Gemara, v'le nimtzu hegdish mischal al hegdish. Like the Havamina is, you take money from the Trumas Halishcha, and that's the money you want to pay the workmen, and now you take the Keteris and say the Kedusha of the Keteris should go upon this money, which is also hegdish of the money. It's also the Trumas Halishcha. So how will you pay the, how do you get the Kedusha off the Keteris onto the money if they're both hegdish? For the Gemara, Lanimsa Hegdish Mitzchal Hegdish. His Mashma, just take the money that you would have paid the workmen. Now we pay the workmen from the Trumas Halishcha. So Mizoy, that money is Kaddish right now. So how could you make the Kedusha of the Keteris go off onto this money? You can't be paid onto Hegdish. You have to be paid onto Chulin. So the Gemara like this, Kate to the Waisa, what do we do? Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Bisna, Mevi Moyes, Yitaka, bring the money from the Trumas Halishcha. Take out that money. O Mechal and Alabinyan. And be paid to that money. Like the binyan means whatever the workmen are building, the building is always chulin. So now take this money that's hegdish and say, this money should be paid upon the building. Whatever they're making for you, the wood or the kalim. So the wood becomes kaddish and the money becomes chulin. Now that you have chulin dikah money, now you take the keteris and say, you want the kedusha of the keteris
to go upon the money, so the money remains Kodesh, and the Keteris is Chulin, so you give now the Keteris for payment to the workmen. And once the workmen have the Keteris, now we go and take the new money from the Trumas HaLishcha, and we buy it back again from the Yumnin, so we can use this Keteris again for the coming year.